Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a recording of an Ascension and Pentecost sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, May 19th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Ascension and Pentecost sermons. Now, when you make your gift, please indicate whether you want a downloadable version or a CD of these sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season.
The world's not so simple anymore. I guess it never was. We ignored it. Now we can't.
Brooklyn, 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 we go hard.
You Jackie Robinson?
We go hard.
I father, I Brooklyn Dodger them. I Jack, I Rob, I send. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen.
You want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?
No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
You give me a uniform. You give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
That's the trailer for the movie 42, of course, tells the story of Jackie Robinson, much remembered and rightly so. And the movie is making a splash of its own. Joining us to talk about this movie, a little movie review here on Issues Etc. in the last few minutes of this hour, Pastor Ted Giese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts and he's associate pastor at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Ted, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
Before we get into the content here with a few minutes that we have before we take this break, you say that this is the movie itself, in terms of sports movies, sports-themed movies, is as good as anything you've seen. Why is that?
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's really straightforward. It's a workhorse of a film. It just gets its job done. It's uncomplicated in the way it presents itself, so it's very accessible to people. It's kind of, you know, it's maybe not as good as a movie like Rudy about football, but it's getting pretty close. It's right up there.
And you say it's a film about not just baseball and not just about the desegregation of baseball, but about two Christian men. Explain that.
Yeah, it's, you know, you go into the movie thinking that it's really a story just about Jackie Robinson, and that's the way, you know, it's advertised. But actually, it's really the story of both of these men, Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson, and kind of looking at their faith in their vocations. And their vocations are different. One is one of a baseball player, and the other one is the general manager. So they have different responsibilities. And seeing that playing out in the film is quite great to see. And then, of course, by the end of the film, you realize it's really about both of them. And that's a fantastic thing.
With only about a minute here before we take our break, you mentioned the term vocation. Give us a thumbnail definition of that from a biblical perspective. What is vocation?
Well, we all have in our life, we all have various vocations. You could be a father or a mother, or you could be a police officer. You could have your work life vocation, and then your the parts of your life where you're with your family. And God gives you different responsibilities in those areas. So when we think about how we follow the Ten Commandments in our daily walk, we may be confronted with different aspects of that depending on our work. So, for instance, I remember reading one time, you know, if one person cuts into somebody, they can go to jail. If another person does, they get paid because they're a surgeon.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll see how faith, vocation, and baseball come together in the film 42. Pastor Ted Giese is our guest.
You can meet Issues, Etc. regular guest Dr. Alvin Schmidt Saturday morning, May the 4th at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Schmidt will be signing his new book, The American Muhammad, from 10 to 11 Saturday morning at Lober Hall on the campus of Concordia Seminary. You'll get 30% off the book price, and Concordia Publishing House will provide free donuts and coffee. A book signing for The American Muhammad from 10 to 11 Saturday morning, May the 4th at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11-inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among His people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
That's the choir of Manchester Cathedral with the Easter hymn, This Joyful Eastertide. That's playing right now at LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's not just a website, it's actually a 24/7 classical and sacred music station featuring the music of the church, according to the church's year, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Now, you can listen to this through many different devices. You go to the website, LutheranPublicRadio.org. You can also listen on mobile devices at home while you're doing whatever it is you do at home. It's not just good background music for your life. It is, in fact, the soundtrack of the Christian life right there at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Pastor Ted Giese is our guest. We're talking about the movie 42. Picking up where you left off on the issue of vocation, you began by saying that it was kind of the roles that God assigns us in life. Pick up there.
Yeah, so in this film, for instance, Jackie Robinson is a baseball player. So a baseball player, you know, play hard, play fair, and win the game. That's your responsibility to play. They all share that same responsibility. The interesting thing in this particular film is how he as a specific baseball player in that season of baseball had a special job on top of the rest of it, which was being the first African-American baseball player in the major leagues. So he had an extra bit to his vocation, and he was really being scrutinized for that. And then on the other hand, you had Branch Rickey, and as a general manager, part of what he did is he encouraged. Encouragement was a big part. He had to really keep an eye on everything, but also encouraging Jackie Robinson in his work. So that was a unique part of what he was doing. He was the encourager to the one who encouraged a nation full of people about dealing with segregation.
Now, you say, and you focus on a line that we heard in the trailer, this interchange between Ricky and Robinson, where Robinson asks, are you looking for a player who's got the guts to fight back? And the Ricky character says, no, I'm looking for a player who's got not to fight back. Why do you focus on that?
Yeah, this is the really interesting part. And this is when I was watching the film, I immediately thought of Jesus talking in Luke chapter 9, where he talks about picking up your cross and following him. Well, the cross that Robinson had to carry was that he had a temper. So his gut instinct was to fight back if he was being pressured by people, and that wasn't going to work. So day in and day out, as he played ball, as he interacted with his teammates and everyone else, he had to pick up the cross of denying himself when it came to giving in to his temper. He had to have the guts to face that down and deal with it. And that is very, that's the sort of thing that resonates with everybody, because everybody has something like that where they've got to deny themselves. And you see it painted in vivid colors up on the screen with this movie, 42.
So his vocation was not simply, as you said before, not simply baseball player, but he had to do something the rest of his teammates didn't have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a particularly different kind of public figure that year. There would be more African-American baseball players to come up from the Negro Leagues after him, but that year, he was the guy with all of the pressure and all of the eyes on him and all of the newspaper writers writing everything, and they really highlight that in the film.
Speak, if you would, a little bit about the Branch Rickey character and his kind of the vocational aspects of his, not only his willingness, but in some ways his insistence on seeing the Dodgers desegregated.
Well, he's an interesting character because the way they portray him in the film is he's a very gruff guy, and he doesn't suffer fools, and he's very quick and to the point about getting things done the way he wants to have them done, but he's also a very thoughtful and tender-hearted fellow. Like, there's a scene where it's a very kind of integral moment, and Robinson is having just terrible time, and he's the guy that comes in and says, you're living the sermon, you're 40 days in the wilderness, you know, and he you know, gives him a hug there, and it is just exactly what Robinson needed at that moment. Now, I'm not sure if that's exactly what happened in real life, but the way they portrayed that, it was exactly kind of boiled down to the moment how he was dealing with Robinson, in that he really wanted to make sure that he had everything at his disposal to get the job done. And that's, if the Brooklyn Dodgers won, then Branch Rickey won. And that was important.
Is the Jackie Robinson character portrayed as kind of a Christ character in this film?
Not exactly. I mean, he in the film, like, you often find films where you find these Christ character types. But because of this element of self-denial in the way that it is, I would say that he's more of a disciple character. He is one who's picking up his cross and following Jesus. So he isn't the Christ figure himself, but he is an excellent example in this film of the Christian life and how we all need to do that. Now, we don't all have these kinds of situations where we're on the world stage in the way that Jackie Robinson was, but in our daily lives, we all have these opportunities. And so in that way, he is a Christ figure in the same way that we are all little fish in the water, as I remember hearing one time. I can't remember that. That might be a Luther quote, but in the waters of baptism, we're all little fish, right? We're all little Christs in our walk with Christ.
So that clears up a lot. I mean, aside from the movie, but the movie seems to illustrate it so nicely. What many people scratch their head when they hear that passage, take up your cross and follow me, and they say, well, that's all fine and good. Where's my cross? Where do I get it? Where do I sign up? Kind of thing. You were saying that what many of our guests on the subject of vocation have said, and that is, it is in precisely in your vocation that you find the cross.
Exactly. And this is a fantastic movie when it looks at that. And, you know, you could be working in a prison, you could be working, you could be the prisoner in a prison, and even that has its vocational aspects, right? We all have, you know, be a good prisoner, you know, be a fair jailer, all of these things. It's like John the Baptizer when he says to the soldiers, don't extort money from people, right? And in this particular case, Jackie Robinson was to be a good baseball player and also be a fine gentleman. So when people looked at him, they would see an upstanding baseball player, not somebody in trouble.
Now, with everything we said, what are any of your pastoral concerns about who ought to see this movie, in essence? Do you have concerns about any of the kind of the typical concerns that Christians have in movie going?
Well, I don't know if you've had this experience where you're watching a movie and you're quite a ways in, and all of a sudden somebody who hasn't been watching the movie walks in, and it's right at the most inopportune time, and they're like, what are you watching? There are a couple moments in the movie where if somebody was to walk in right at that moment, it would be very distressing because it deals with racism, and it does so very vividly at a number of points. So if you are at all the type of person who's sensitive to seeing people being bullied in any way, even if it's in a, you know, a film and you know that all the actors walked away, I mean, it was a real story and real things, actual events happened. If you're sensitive to that, then you might want to steer clear of this film because there's a couple spots where the language used is uncomfortable, but it's meant to be uncomfortable. It's meant to make you think about it as you're watching. So the racial language used at a couple different spots is pretty heavy duty. But, I mean, there isn't a lot of other things that would be objectionable in the film, and that really does serve a purpose in telling the story itself.
You say, finally, with only about a minute, that one of the best things about 42 as a film is that it invites personal reflection. What do you mean? Only a minute.
Lots of times you'll go to a movie and you don't really think about yourself very much. You just kind of let go and watch whatever you're watching. But I think that if you're engaged with this film and you think about the idea of carrying your own cross, following Christ, you're going to have moments where you're going to think about how it applies to your own work and your own life as well. And I think that's a real strength of this movie.
Pastor Ted Giese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Ted, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're welcome. Thanks, Todd.
You can read his review. He's written a beautiful review of 42 under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Folks, many congregations begin a new fiscal year on July 1st, and that's creeping up on us. We would like your congregation to consider adding itself to the Issues Etc. 300. This is a group of congregations that support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 or more. Many congregations already do, and I hope that your congregation could become part of the Issues Etc. 300. You can go to our website, issuesetc.org, click donate, and you'll find a one-page flyer there that you can download and print off and take to your congregation as they're making those crucial budgetary decisions headed into the beginning of a new fiscal year. Issuesetc.org, click donate. And thanks for all the congregations that have already joined or renewed in the Issues Etc. 300. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Shane Rosenthal, the White Horse Inn, about the idol of relevance. It truly is, has become one of the greatest false gods, especially in Christianity, the idol of relevance. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc. Also tomorrow, since it's Friday, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you wondered what classical Lutheran education is all about? Are you a Lutheran homeschooler? Would you like to learn more about teaching students the essentials of biblical interpretation, law and gospel, or worldviews from a Lutheran perspective? Come join the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education July 16th through the 18th at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. For more information, visit ccle.org. That's ccle.org.
Hi, this is Jonathan Collin from France.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
First, I would like to say thank you very much for your program. Very much ministers to those of us who are outside the comforts and the luxuries of having a confessional Lutheran congregation nearby. Thank you very much for this great resource.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issuesetc.org.